Everybody, and welcome to episode 283, Encore episode 22, Stan Rogers Remastered, part 2. Today's Encore episode concludes an interview with Stan Rogers producer Paul Mills, who produced all of Stan's material and then not long ago remastered Stan's collection of incredible music. Today's podcast winds up a two-part feature with a fascinating reprise of Stan's work in conversation with the man who not only produced Stan's music, but from time to time, accompanied him in various performances around the country. So don't leave your space. Stay right where you're to, and I'll be right back where you're at with part two, the conclusion, in a finger snap. Now, if you're tuning in wondering what the heck we're up to, we're featuring the music of Stan Rogers. And for this, we're drawing on a project by his producer, Paul Mills, who decided a few years ago to remaster Stan's entire collection. And we'll return to our interview with Paul Mills right now.
Songs have this immense power. And I guess that's... The ultimate would be writing words that move people, and I guess that's the ultimate goal of a songwriter. And so many of Stan's songs stood out that way. I think of Ron Hines, who you produce. I would put in the same vein, Gordon Lightfoot. I mean, I was listening, as I say, the other day to a song that J.P. Cormier wrote about a town he'd never visited.
Yep.
But Great Harbor Deep has that feel about it as well. A tremendous power to move people's emotions about something that they feel is unjust.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of working with JP about 10 or 11 years ago. I produced a record with him called Another Morning. And
oh, really? Well, that's a brilliant album.
Well, thank you. And more thanks, JP.
To you both.
He was in his early 20s at the time, and there was a lot of parallels between him and Stan that I was feeling. I actually produced the album in Cape Breton, and it was a little bit like going back to the days with Stan in a way.
Yeah, no, I could see how that would happen. Mm-hmm. Let's go back to some of the songs that we talked about that you feel had to go on there, and everyone I'm sure would share your view. Why don't we talk about Make and Break Harbor and Barrett's Privateers?
Yeah, both of those songs were on the very first album, the Fogarty's Cove album. Make and Break Harbor stood out for me. I mentioned earlier about Fogarty's Cove being one of the first that he had written in the kind of maritime vein. But Make and Break Harbor, in my opinion, was probably one of the best of that period. And he wrote about the collapse of the fishery, actually before it totally collapsed. The song is a little bit prophetic. But it really captures the plight of the fishermen, the sort of the individual fishermen in light of the big factory trawlers that were scooping up all the fish and leaving none for the independents. So it captured that, and I really love the feel of the song. It's a lovely kind of waltz thing. It features a solo in there by David Woodhead, who was the bass player at the time. David doing a solo on guitar, which is one of my favorite guitar solos of all time.
He's a wonderful bass player. I've seen him here in the city. And
oh, he's a monster, yeah.
Yeah, he was here in the city, and as a matter of fact, he was in concert, I think, what was that, about a week or so ago.
Yeah, he's got a band called The Confabulation.
Right, yeah. And you drew him into at least, well, Get Back Change, I'm pretty sure he played on. Did he?
Yep,
not, or?
He did.
Yeah, I thought he did.
He did. He's a regular bass player here in my studio.
Yeah, fine bass player.
He's great.
So we'll play Make and Break Harbor. Barrett's Privateers, I guess, probably anybody who knows Stan's work would know Barrett's Privateers. What would you say about Barrett's Privateers?
Well, it's become a bit of a, it's almost considered a traditional song now. And in fact, some people, I've met people who argue that, oh, that's a traditional song. Nobody wrote that. You know? And I get into fights with them. But no, it's Stan Rogers wrote that. You know, calm down. But it's sung in pubs, and you mentioned the upper deck in Halifax, and I go in there a lot, or the lower deck, and I go in there a lot, and the bands always cover it and sing it. It's interesting, the version that we did for the Fogarty's Cove album, which is that's the first recording of Barrett's that we did, Stan never liked that version. He wasn't happy with the harmonies and so on. So when I was doing the best of, we took a version that we did at the club called the Groaning Board here in Toronto for the live album, Live Between the Breaks. So that's the version that you hear on the very best of, because I know Stan liked that better.
What, would you recall, Paul, who sang harmony on that?
Yes, it was the band consisted of David Alanidi on bass, Garnet Rogers on fiddle, Grit Laskin on mandolin, and myself on second guitar. And we all sang harmony on this version of Barrett's Privateers. I sang the bass.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. All right, let's take a listen to both Make and Break Harbor and Barrett's Privateers. Here they are.
How still lies the bay in the light western airs which blow from the crimson horizon. Once more we tack home with a dry, empty hold, saving gas with the breezes so fair. She's a kindly Cape Islander old, but still sound, but so lost in the long liner's shadow. Make and break and make do, the fish are so few, and she won't be replaced should she founder. It's so hard to not think of before the big war, when the cod went so cheap but so plenty. Foreign trawlers go by now with long seas, taking all where we seldom take any. And the young folk don't stay with the fishermen's way. Long ago they all moved to the cities. And the ones left behind, old and tired and blind, and break harbor, the boats are so few, too many are pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry, are blown away, lost and forgotten. Draggers have stirred up the bay, leaving lobster traps smashed on the bottom. Can they think it don't pay to respect the old ways that make and break men have not forgotten? For we still keep our time to the turn of the tide. This boat that I built with my father still lifts to the sky. The one lunger and I still talk like old friends on the water. In Make and Break Harbor, the boats are so few, too many are pulled up and dropped. stand empty, old nets hung to dry, are blown away, lost, and forgotten. In Make and Break Harbor, the boats are so few, too many are pulled up and rotten. Most houses stand empty, old nets hung to dry, are blown away, lost, and forgotten. Oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, Sid Barrett, cried the town, how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked four-pounders we made to fight. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Yankee lay low down with gold. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Then at length we stood 2 cables away. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yank stove us in. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both men eggs. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
You're listening to Ron Moore's Sounds Atlantic, and I'm Jim Payne. Enjoy the finest in acoustic roots music brought to you by artists from Newfoundland and Labrador and all of Atlantic Canada.
That's Barrett's Privateers. We backed it with Make and Break Harbor. They both come from the very best of Stan Rogers, and I'm talking with Paul Mills about the album. Paul, I wanted to talk to you about, I want to take you back to when you first began playing with Stan. How did that come about? How did you meet Stan? Where did you run into him?
I think it was around 1970. I was in graduate school at Western, University of Western Ontario. I was going for my master's degree in chemical engineering, of all things. And I was playing a lot of music on campus at that time, and I was accompanying a woman named Mary Chapman, or Mary McCarthy, she was known at the time, at the University Coffee House, and Stan was the opening act. And I was backstage tuning up with Mary, and my wife, Bev, came backstage during the opening act, and she says, "You got to come out and hear this guy." So I went out, and Stan was in full bloom. He didn't have the big baritone voice that he had later, but he was still a fantastic singer, and he was playing with a guy named Nigel Russell. So after the gig, Stan and Nigel and me and Bev went back to Mary's house, and we jammed all night and became fast friends. We continued to, Stan ended up moving to London, and we continued seeing a lot of each other, and I played a lot with him in those days. This is before Garnet had joined him. And at one point I remember sitting at our place one evening doing justice to a bottle of scotch, and I said to Stan, I announced that I had decided what my career would be. I said, "I'm going to be a record producer." And Stan raised his glass and says, "Well, when you're a record producer, you can produce my records." And we drank to it.
Isn't that grand? I mean, I was doing a little bit of reading into your background, and I thought, boy, how do you get from chemical engineering to record producing? Isn't that cool? But what a wonderful decision to make. I mean, the richness of your life having produced people like Stan and Ron, I'm not sure you would get that in a chemical engineering project, but then who knows? I could be wrong.
I'd be richer probably, but not as happy.
Yeah, really. No doubt. But we only go through this life once. Better be happy than rich, maybe.
Absolutely.
There are a couple of tunes on here, songs on here, if you could talk to us about. They're rather unique, I think. The Last Watch and The Lock Keeper.
Yeah, the last Watch is another example of the brilliance of his writing, in my opinion. It's about mandatory retirement at 65. That's what the song is about. And so he chooses to protest this through the story of a watchman who is a watchman in a shipyard. And he is watching over there's a derelict ship there that is about to be torched. And he is sitting beside the ship, and the song talks about the fact that there are two old has-beens that are about to be, you know, put out to pasture. And the song, I'll let the song tell the rest. It's just a brilliant piece of writing.
All right, well, then let's have a listen to The Last Watch, and we'll back it with The Lock Keeper, and come right back.
They dragged her down dead from Tobermory to too cheap to spare her one last head of steam. Deep in diesel fume embrace, dust and soot on the face of one who was so clean. They brought me here to watch her in the boneyard, just two old wrecks to spend the night alone. It's dark inside this evil place, clouds on the moon hide her disgrace. This whiskey hides my own. It's the last watch on the Midland, the last watch alone. One last night to love her, the last night she's home. My guess is that we were young together. Like hers, my strength was young and hard as steel. And like her too, I knew my ground. I scarcely felt the years go round and answer to the wheel. But then they quenched the fire beneath the boilers, gave me a watch and showed me out the door. At 64, you're still the best. 1 year more and then you're less than dust upon the floor. Superannuation and us old relics of the days of steam. In the morning, Lord, I would prefer when men with torches come for her, let angels come for me. It's the last one.
Thank you.
still met again, lock keeper. We're laden even deeper than the time before. Oriental oils and tea brought down from Singapore. As we wait for my lock to cycle, I say my wife has just given me a son. A son, you cry, is that all that you've done? She wears bougainvillea blossoms. You pluck them from her hair and toss them in the tide. Sweep her in your arms and carry her inside. Her sighs catch on your shoulder. Her moonlit eyes grow bold and wiser through her tears. And I say, how could you stand to leave her for a year? Southern Cross rides high upon your shoulder. Come with me, you cry. Each day attend this lock, you're one day older. While your blood grows colder. But that anchor chain's a fetter, and with it you are tethered to the foe. And I wouldn't trade your life for one hour of seaway, while you compensate for leeway through the trades, and you shoot the stars to see the miles you've made, and you laugh at hearts you've riven. But which of these has given us more love or life? You, your tropic maids, or me, my wife? Then come with me, you say, to where the Southern Cross rides high upon your shoulder. Come with me, you cry. Each day attend this lock, you're one day older, while your blood grows colder. But that anchor chain's a fetter, and with it are tethered to the foe. And I wouldn't trade your life for 1 hour of hope. All your anchor chains are fettered, and with it you are tethered to the foe. And I wouldn't trade your whole life for 1 hour of home.
bays and bights to the towns and cities of Atlantic Canada. You're listening to Ron Moore, Sounds Atlantic.
All right, everyone, that was The Lockkeeper, and we backed it with The Last Watch, and they both come from the very best of Stan Rogers, a brand new fabulous project out. You almost run out and pick up, and that comes from the production wizardry of Paul Mills.
Oh, shucks.
And oh, we can say this now, having listened to so many of your projects. So there you go. Those were the Lockkeeper and The Last Watch.
Lockkeeper was one of the later songs that Stan wrote. It was for the From Fresh Water CD, and it's another one of my favorite pieces of his writing. And it's, as you heard, it's a conversation between two people, a guy who tends the lock on the St. Lawrence Seaway, and the captain who plies the international seas on his big liner ship. And it's a conversation of jealousy. The lockkeeper is a stationary mariner who's very happy with his life at home with his kids, and the sea captain is chiding him, saying, "Nah, there's such adventure out there and beautiful women and all this stuff. How can you be happy and content at home?" And it was kind of autobiographical. Stan was on the road for some almost 250, 300 days a year. And he was also a family man. He had kids and a wife, and he sometimes got very lonely for that home life. So this song, I've always considered to be quite autobiographical.
Boy, it must have been a labor of love, though, you know. As daunting a challenge as it was to go back and pick up all those tapes and start from scratch and redo them all. I mean, it must have been, as you say, a trip down memory lane.
It really was.
A labor of love.
Yeah, I'm only sorry that I wasn't able to go back to the original multi-track masters and remix everything. Unfortunately, those did not survive. But the original mixes that I did were, for the most part, okay, and I was able to work with them in the mastering studio.
Paul, let's go back to a more traditional Stan tune to Mary Ellen Carter and tell us about that.
Well, it's one of those tunes that we just had to put on this. The Mary Ellen Carter is sung by a lot of people, and it's used in the closing ceremonies of a lot of folk festivals across the country. And it's a very inspiring song. It was written for the third album we did together, the live album. It's called Live Between the Breaks. And I remember going into the rehearsal where Stan introduced the song to the band, Grit Laskin and David Allen, Edie Garnett, and myself. And right from the get-go, we knew that this was a classic, with that rousing chorus, "Rise again, rise again." It's survived the years. It's become a favorite of many people.
Just before we play it, thought came back to me. I wanted just to mention briefly Grit Laskin, because mm-hmm. like yourself, you were founders, I believe. I'm not sure who else. Bill Garrett, maybe, were the founders of Borealis?
Yeah, the original founders were Grit, myself, Bill Garrett, and Ken Whiteley.
Oh, very good. I didn't know that.
And the four of us got the thing started in 1996. And a couple of years later, Ken and I got very, very busy in our production careers and just didn't feel we had the time to devote to the record company. So we pulled out, and Grit and Bill Garrett continue to this day to manage it.
I still have a fond memory of meeting Grit at one of the OCFFs back quite a few years ago mm-hmm. now. And for those of you listening in, if you don't know this, Grit Laskin makes some of the most incredible guitars you've ever known to mankind, I think.
Amen. I have two of them.
Oh, lucky you. You must have mortgaged your house.
Well, actually, I have my six-string is Alaskan, which I purchased in 1983 for much less than he charges now. And the 12-string is actually Stan's 12-string. Ariel Rogers presented it to me after Stan's death, and she had said that Stan had said to her at one point that if anything happens to him, he wanted me to have the 12-string. So
what a keepsake.
I was quite touched.
Have you recorded with it?
Oh, yeah, a lot. And it's a beautiful instrument. My God, it sounds just magnificent.
Where would we hear it?
I'm just on my solo album, I I play it. I've played it. There's a recent album that I co-produced with Tom Layton, an instrumental album. I play it on that. I can't list all the records I've played it on, but there's a lot.
Good. Okay. Before I forget, here's the Mary Ellen Carter.
She went down last October in a pouring driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock, and she was dealt her mortal blow. And the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There was just us five aboard her when she finally was awash. We'd worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again. Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would this spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, that met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. Then they laughed at us and said we had to go. But we talked of her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million afloat and at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again, that her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. All spring now we've been with her on a barge lent by a friend. Three dives a day in a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bends. Thank God it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rents, stopped her vents, dog hatch and porthole down. Put cables to her fore and aft and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up the strain and make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. Rise again, rise again, that her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. All those who loved her best and were with her till the end will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again. We couldn't leave her there, you see, to crumble into scale. She'd saved our lives so many times, living through the gale. And the laughing drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, they won't be laughing in another day. And you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again. Rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken or life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
That's the Mary Ellen Carter. It comes from the very best of Stan Rogers. I'm speaking with Paul Mills from the studio. And, boy, we're fast running out of time, but I thought it would be a good way to go out would be with what has been referred to. How did that happen, Paul? Peter Zosky, I guess, asked his audience at what point in time, I think the story goes something like that, if we had an alternative to the Canadian National Anthem, would it be?
Yeah. What
would it be? And the answer seemed to be the Northwest Passage.
Indeed, I remember that. And it's anthemic in its feel, and I can see why people would think of that as a good alternative. It sounds like an anthem. It talks about the Franklin expedition. It talks about going westward and settling of the country and so on. But at the root of it, it's about Stan and his band traveling in a van across the prairies, looking out in amazement at the vastness of Canada. And it's a great song.
I have to send this out to my colleague and friend on another show I do, the Back 40 on CKCFM. He's a regular, he's a huge fan of Stan Rogers, plays his music regularly, Northwest Passage. Paul, if people listening in today wanted to get a copy of this, what would the easiest way be for them to do that?
I would suggest they go to borealisrecords.com and they can purchase it online there. That would be the quick and easy way to do it.
There you go. Do you guys have a mailing list that they could pop up on? Because they should be connected to the many wonderful projects you folks put out.
I think there is. Now, I'm not day-to-day associated with the company anymore, but I think they do have a mailing list. Go to the website and I'm sure you'll find it.
Paul, it's been an absolute delight for me to talk with you. I really appreciate you taking the time out. I know how busy you are.
My pleasure, Ron.
Yeah. Well, thanks for ever so much. We'll go out with the Northwest Passage, everybody.
For just one time, I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. Westward from the Davis Strait is there, 'twas said to lie, the sea route to the Orient for which so many died, seeking gold and glory, leaving weathered broken bones and a long forgotten lonely cairn of stones. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. 3 centuries thereafter, I take passage over land in the footsteps of brave Kelso, where his sea of flowers began, watching cities rise before me, then behind me sink again. This tardiest explorer driving hard across the plain. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea. Tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. And through the night behind the wheel, the mileage clicking west, I think upon Mackenzie, David Thompson, and the rest. who cracked the mountain ramparts and did show a path for me to race the roaring Fraser to the sea. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea. How then am I so different from the first men through this way? Like them, I left a settled life, I threw it all away, to seek a Northwest Passage at the call of many men, to find there but the road back home again. For just one time I would take the Northwest Passage to find the hand of Franklin reaching for the Beaufort Sea, tracing one warm line through a land so wide and savage, and make a Northwest Passage to the sea.
You're listening to Ron Moore's Sounds Atlantic here on Valley Heritage Radio at 98.7 on your FM dial. I'm Fergus O'Byrne. I live in Newfoundland. I'm from Ireland. I sang with Ryan Stancy for many years. I'm still a working musician. I'm asking you to stay tuned right here for the finest in traditional music throughout Atlantic Canada, from small hamlets to the larger towns and cities here on Canada's East Coast and the wide world out there.
Now, since we have some time remaining, as I mentioned at the top of the show, this will allow me to play a couple of tracks on this double album tribute to Stan Rogers, which is recorded in 1995 at the Rebecca Kahn Auditorium in Halifax. And from Volume 1, here are the lovely Laura Smith with Delivery Delayed, and the cast from this album will sing Barrett's Privateers.
Hourly is beginning, from when is there a soul? Do we discover living, or somehow are we told, in sudden pain, in empty cold, in blinding light of day, we're given breath, and it takes our breath away. How cruel to unformed fancy, the way in which we come. Overwhelmed by feeling, and sudden loss of love. And what price dark confining pain, the hardest to forgive, when all at once we're called upon to live. by giant hand were taken. From the shelter of the womb, that dreaded first horizon, the endless empty room where communion is lost forever. When a heart first beats alone, still it remembers, no matter how it's grown. We grow, but grow apart. We live, but more alone. The more to be, the more to see, to cry aloud that we are free, to hide our ancient fear of being alone. And how we live in darkness, embracing spiteful cold, refusing any answer. For no man can be told that delivery is delayed until at last we are made aware and we first reach for love to find it was always there.
Oh, the year was 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of marque came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. But I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
Well, El said Barrett, cried the town.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew?
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on the Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
On the king's birthday we put to sea.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
On the 96th day we sailed again.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with a crack for pounders we made the fight.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
the Yankee lay low down with gold.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but the catcher took the antelope two whole days.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Paris privateers.
Then at length we stood two cables away.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Our crack for partners made an awful din, but with one fat volley Yang stove us in.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Paris privateers.
The antelope shook and pitched on her side.
I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
Well, Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both me legs.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Paris privateers.
So here I lay in my 23rd year.
How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now.
It's been 6 years since he sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday.
God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Paris privateers.
You're listening to Ron Moore, Sounds Atlantic. I'm Wayne Chalk from Newfoundland, a singer-songwriter with Buddy Wass's name in the Yellowfellas. I would strongly suggest that you join Ron on a regular basis and experience the best in traditional and current musical offerings from Atlantic Canada. I mean, Ron has got to be good, right? He's got Newfoundland blood.
And to hear poor Uncle John mumbling wishes to O'Neill, it made me feel like everything was fine.
Well, that was Barrett's Privateers, done for us by the cast of the album Remembering Stan Rogers. And we began this final set of two songs from the album with Laura Smith's cover of Stan's Delivery Delayed. Well, that's the conclusion of our feature on the career of Stan Rogers via our interview with Stan's producer, Paul Mills, who was here to talk about his ongoing project to remaster the entire collection of Stan's recordings. And in the near future, we'll continue this three-part series on Stan's work. So thanks to all of you who are tuning in from across Canada, the US, the UK, Ireland, Australia, Sweden, Turkey, Russia, and China. Wonderful to know you're listening and tuning in. Do tune in next week for more music from Atlantic Canada. And if you have any comments, don't hesitate. I'd be glad to hear from you at ronmoores.com. This podcast is supported by CKCU-FM in Ottawa, where I also host The Back 40 every Saturday at noon. And Sounds Atlantic is also broadcast on CJHR 98.7 FM, Valley Heritage Radio in Renfrew, Ontario, and as well as on VOBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point, Newfoundland and Labrador. And until next week, I'm your host, Ron Moores, urging you to keep on the sunny side. Thanks so much for listening. See you back here soon.